are there actually students who wish to express as transgendered in this area?
Yes, there has been a few students that we have worked with this year who have self-identified as a transgender or gender nonconforming student.
Working with suggests there's a process, a form, a procedures, a committee.
There is no form. A student is able to self-identify as a transgender or gender nonconforming student, and unless the school district has a reason to believe that they're not being truthful, state ed suggests that we are to accept that self-identification.
That seems kind of strange that someone would come in and announce they wish to be regarded as transgendered.
We have not found that students are falsely claiming a transgender status. We have found that students who do self-identify as transgender or gender nonconforming do so because they are. However, there is always that possibility that a student is not being honest, and so you want to ensure that they are being honest in that assertion.
I would think that any student who wishes to make himself or herself known as gender nonconforming to a school system must know that that student faces bullying in the hallways or attacks on social media. Why don't they just keep quiet about it until they're finally out of high school?
Students have rights, and gender nonconforming and transgender students have the right in New York to express their preferred gender identity. And as a school district, we are required to accept that. And so if a student comes to the realization that they are a transgender student, the school district is required to work with them in that expression. Figures for transgender students who have tried to commit suicide are quite alarming. 50% of transgender students by the age of 20 have attempted suicide at least once. So school districts are under a legal responsibility to ensure their safety. And the new guidelines that went into effect as of July 1st, 2015, are helping school districts meet that legal obligation.
And this is a legal obligation. This isn't something that the school board decided to do.
No, the underpinning of transgender rights in New York State for students in schools goes back to the Dignity for All Students Act, or DASA. And under DASA, students' actual or perceived gender identity is a protected class.
The issue that comes up every time about this is the bathroom issue. Is this actually an issue in a school building that you've been involved in that we have to have another set of bathrooms?
When I have worked with families and students and administrators with students who are transgender or gender nonconforming, we have a discussion about which bathroom they prefer to use. There may be, when they're first going through the process of transitioning, that they prefer to use a gender-neutral bathroom. But if they prefer to use the bathroom of their gender identity that they express, that they desire, the school district has a legal obligation to allow them to use that bathroom.
Are there very many gender-neutral bathrooms in schools around here?
Usually in schools, there are in the nurse's office, maybe a bathroom that is for both sexes. There aren't many of them in any particular school, but there is usually a place that a student can go if they would like to have a private setting or use a different bathroom. However, in New York, if a student self-identifies as a transgender female, they have the right to use the bathroom of the sex in which they identify with. So it really is up to the student and the school to come up with a plan for, you know, how to move that forward.
Do you have to tell the parents?
There is no actual right of the parent to know. And one of the issues that school districts are concerned with is if we do tell a parent, will that put the transgender or gender nonconforming student at risk? But we obviously want to work with the student to be able to, if they're truly going to, have a different gender identity, their parents will eventually find out.
On this week's edition of You and the Law, attorney Andrew Friedman's been here, and we've been talking about transgender students. I'm Mike Desmond, WBFO News.